morning.
Apostle, good morning. So let me give a shout to Bright Music. Bright Music and Pastor Kojo Ting did the tune Tumira in the background. Someone just asked who did that song. Let me get over to you. Maybe I should have been playing some something new from Kathy Dell for you. No worry. We'll do justice to it as we carry on. But yes. God bless you for making time to come through.
Yes,
I believe that God has a word for his children.
Yes,
please bless us. Bless us.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm actually blessed by your word, the last word that you shared with us, that we are aware that the same power that raised Christ from the dead, that same power is dwelling in us. And what he says, what will you do with this information? I've done my part. Wow, glory. So this month we are looking at faith. And I would want to just share a few thoughts on faith. Maybe the next time we'll come and continue. Yeah. Now, Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word that brings light. We thank you for clarity of thoughts and understanding. Thank you that the burden of ignorance is lifted and the people of God are edified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So I am going to talk about faith briefly. And then a few things I would want us to share. Faith is one of those things, for lack of a better word, that is in the body of Christ that seems to bring a lot of confusion. Every day we go to church, we hear people talk about faith. Now, what at all is faith? What at all is faith? What I have captured here is faith is our positive believing response, positive believing response to what God has already provided by his grace. Faith is our positive believing response to what God has already provided by his grace. Grace is entirely God's unearned favor. It has nothing to do with us. It is out of his much less benevolence that he has given to all. Now, faith is that bridge. I'll use the word bridge here. That appropriates those spiritual provisions already provided in Christ into our physical realm. So faith is what brings that which has already been provided in the spirit and transport it for physical manifestation. And the powerful thing is that, Uncle V, faith is based on the word of God and not a blind hope. If anybody says, I have faith, then he's saying, I have a word that I'm holding on to. And that word is evident. That word is substance. So with this definition that I've just captured here, it's basically to tell us that faith sees, faith handles, and faith touches. Faith comes by hearing, and this is one scripture that we always talk about. That okay, so how do I get faith? Do I pray for faith? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing. Then he says that not hearing anything, not just hearing or listening to anything, but by the word of God. So what it means is that to strengthen your faith. I said strengthen your faith because every child of God has the measure of faith. Faith has been deposited in every child of God because faith is even a fruit of the Spirit. So what it means is that for us as Christians, we have faith already. Church, we have faith already. You have faith already. This one is very powerful. You have faith already. And he says that to strengthen that faith that you have, to grow in that faith that you have, it comes by the word of God. Now, what it means is that, you know, everything we see speaks. So as I look around, I see Joy News. It's alphabet that have been put together. But this Joy News is speaking because I'm able to interpret. It communicates to me. In other words, as we go out and in and interact with the world speaks. The system of the world speaks. But they have what they communicate. And they communicate fear. For us, we are in this world, but we are not of the world. So from where we are coming from, we only operate by faith. Bible says that, for the just shall live by faith. What he's saying is that, precious child of God, you cannot live by any other word than by the word of God, which is faith. He says that just shall live by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So it means that the just lives by the word of God. I want to talk about a few concepts that I have captured under faith. And the first one is that grace and faith must always be in the balance. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, for by grace we have been saved through faith. For by grace, God's matchless benevolence supplied by God, have we been saved. But that salvation which has been provided by God, Titus talks about the grace of God has appeared to all men. So that benevolence that have come from God appearing to all men, our positive response to appropriate what has been done already in Christ is the exercise of faith. And he says that it is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Romans 5:2 talks about through whom we also have access by faith into which we stand. We have access by faith. Access by faith, appropriating what has already been done in Christ Jesus to us. So he says that faith is that hand that takes what is already in existence and bring it to the physical manifestation. Grace provides, faith takes. Let's not forget this. Grace provide. God's grace has provided everything according as he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He has blessed us already with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Now, through our faith, we are able to appropriate and bring to physical manifestation what has already been appropriated to us. The blessings that have already been given, our faith draws it to us. Hallelujah. One critical thing is that, as Christians, because we have engaged so much with the world, we tend to easily think that we can live our lives by our interaction with through our senses. So, if I don't see it, I don't believe. But our world says that you believe it, you see it. Faith is substance and faith is evident. That means faith is real. Precious one, faith is real. Your faith is real. Your faith is real. It's a substance and it is an evidence. So somebody will say, oh, but for instance, when the word of God came to the word of God came to Abraham. I mean, the word came and over so many years, he had not seen what was manifested physically. And so I'm sure so many people, maybe when he changed his name, people were asking, Master, what is happening to you? Are you okay? But because he has seen through the eyes of faith. No wonder he's the father of faith. He has seen through the eye of faith. He had the substance and he had the evidence. So, I don't know what you are believing God for. But if it is in the word of God, I'm telling you that you have the substance and you have the evidence. So somebody asks you, so what is your evidence? Evidence that you tell them, the evidence is the word of God. The reality is my faith. As long as the word of God has come to you, you can bet your life on the word. Now, faith. So now faith. Faith is always in the now, because faith is a present time reality of the child of God. Faith, you know, do you know that we can defer our faith? You can put your faith in the past. So there are many people who live in the past. There are people who have put their faith in the future. So ochinebe ye debi aye ye sisia into ye nanti womu ediaura ochinemu. That is how it is. If you don't see it, you cannot have it. Now faith is the substance of things that we hoped for, and the evidence of things that are not seen. Man of God, I want to make this in Colossians chapter, say this from Colossians chapter 1:16. It says, For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things which we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. It means that God created a world that is called the invisible world. And the invisible world is far bigger than the visible world. So if God created the invisible world, why do we believe that the devil has a power over the invisible world? Why do we believe so? He says, for through him, and I'm saying this because we tend to live our lives based on what we see. But beyond what we see, there is more. Beyond what we can see physically, there is more. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Also, how can you look at something which is not seen? How do you do that? That is through the eyes of faith. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they are eternal. The word of God that is not visible, tangible to your eyes physically, the Bible says that it is more tangible. So how would a woman who have spent so much money, the Bible says that he visited hospitals, doctors, physicians, the best of her time, for a period of 12 years. And the more he visited, the more the condition got worse. But he told herself, based on what she had heard, that if I can but touch the hem of his garment, the hem of his garment. Also, I don't know which scientific evidence we can use to justify that through the touching of a mat fabric, a person can get healed. It doesn't make sense. But the woman saw that if I can touch the word through her faith. So, you know, she was having an issue of blood. And we read from history, Bible history, that her condition did not even allow her to come to the public. She stood at the time of death. She could have died. She could have been killed. She pressed on. I'm sure by then the apostles were like, today, some of the way the bodyguards are all over the pastors, preventing the people from touching Jesus. He says, I press on and I touch Jesus. I don't know how that is, but that is a response of faith. The response of faith. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at those which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Then the other thing I want to touch on is that faith speaks. You cannot have faith and be quiet. You can't have faith and be quiet. What is happening? So the Bible says, let the weak say, let the poor say, Christianity is talking. You cannot be a quiet Christian. You only talk on Sundays. No. You cannot do that. A man of faith is a talker. A man of faith speaks. A man of faith speaks. Mark 11:23 says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he says, it will be done. He will have what he says. It just in that verse, we have about three saying, you cannot be quiet. I always say that your mouth is yours. And with your mouth, you can channel the path of your life. And God said, if God is a sayer, if God is a talker, how can we, who are his offsprings, be quiet people? Your communication, Bible says that the communication of your faith, the profession of your faith. So you see, communication of your faith, profession of your faith must be professed. Your word, the word of God that you have believed, your positive response is that you must talk it. Verse 4:17 of Romans says that God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, he calls them. They do not exist in our realm, but they exist in the invisible realm. They are things in the realm of the spirit that the Christian, we must appropriate to ourselves through the arena of faith. I said it is a bridge between the visible, that is the invisible, which is in God's grace, already provided to us, and we are appropriating it to ourselves. Asofo, what if the things I'm saying, I've not seen it? That means you have not seen it with the eyes of faith. You are still living the carnal life. Unfortunately, Christians, we have become so interactive with this world that we tend to say, if I don't see it, I don't believe. I look at my bank account, so I cannot do this project. I look at my certificate, so I cannot go to this school. I don't know anybody, so I can't get the job. No, that is not what the word of God says. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as thou hast. For he has said. So there's a message that we say, he has said, so I may boldly say. We list the things he has said, and I boldly say them, because through the channel of faith, I am appropriating it to my life. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say. Man of God, why is he saying you may boldly say? Because also for the conditions of the world will be talking to us contrary. And the Bible says that, and Abraham staggered not at the promise, neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's. He said the evidence was there, but I refuse to consider. I have heard stories, I've heard reports, I've experienced some. For 10 years, they had gotten married, 10 years, no child was coming. But they said, he has said, none shall be barren in Zion. So I boldly say, I cannot be barren. You see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to see the manifestation of God in your life. God is not a magician. That by a magic wand, you expect him to do miracles. That is what we are trying to turn him into. No, we walk with him by faith. We walk with him by faith. He has said, so that you may boldly say. We have crossed the first half of the year. We have entered into the next half of the year. What are you believing God for? What are you trusting God for? Can you go into the word of God? You want healing. How many scriptures do you know about healing? You want financial prosperity already provided in Christ. But how many scriptures do you know about financial prosperity? God will only respond to his word, because he has sworn by himself that his word is himself. Can we believe God? You see, let's not just reduce this Christianity thing to just something that happens on a Sunday. It's supposed to be our practical daily life. You are going to the office. You have a boss who is tormenting you. Your business is not booming. What are you doing with your mouth? Whether you believe it or not, where you are sitting today, whatever state you are in today, is as a result of your world, what you have said and what you have not said. What you have said and what you have not said. In wrapping up, I want to speak to you to say, God did not tell you to talk to him about your mountain. We are fond of complaining about our mountain, but rather, he said, speak to your mountain. This morning, I want to bring you an encouragement that changed the way you are praying. Can you just look at the mountain and speak to the mountain? He says that when you speak to the mountain without doubting through unbelief in your heart and believe what you say, we must learn to believe our word, because the word is the word of God, and the word will fulfill and accomplish whatever it is assigned to. As we begin to commit ourselves in this month of faith, to walk in this walk of faith, fight in this fight of faith, may we receive grace. May we receive grace. May we receive grace to stick and stay. Let us therefore boldly hold fast the profession of our faith, because there is great recompense. Your faith will become sight.
Sure.
Father, we thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name
glory,
we pray.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Pastor John Lewis Opata, for this great word, of course, talking in faith. And I've been immensely blessed and made my notes. That's right. Yeah, I like grace provides, faith takes. Yes, faith sees, handles, and touches. And this morning, I've no doubt you've received the word you're going to run with. Yeah. How is Christian Youth and Students Network? How are you guys doing?
By God's grace, the ministry is abounding on every side. This year, we are having our annual Make a Difference conference at Anakazo.
Oh,
right,
lovely.
From the 9th to 13th of September.
All right.
It's going to be a power-packed program with word, pure word, pure word. You can trust me on that. Pure word. And pure word can always be accompanied with the power of God.
That's right.
Great prayer session. We're going to have worship night. And we'll be having some surprises.
Wow.
Yeah, surprise guest ministers coming around to bless
Praise
us.
Praise God.
It's happening right at Anakazo. And Kofi, the good news is that it's free.
Oh, beautiful.
Come for 5 days for free.
How does anyone subscribe to you know, this project?
Yes, they should just give me a call.
Okay.
Kindly call me if you want to be part of the Make a Difference conference being organized by the Christian Youth and Students Network on 0242-584878. 0242-584878. Just call and say, I want to attend Make a Difference conference at Anakazo, at the mountains. I call it the mountaintop experience. I'm telling you on authority that your life will never be the same.
Right.
Your life will never be the same.
You heard it. Well, I'm sure with time we'll keep reminding you, but if you